Welcome to Questions from the Audio Road. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford, and I'll be taking your calls and answering your questions for the next hour or so. Lisa is here with us, screening calls and keeping things light and fun. If you want to join in, simply press 1 on your phone, and Lisa will be right with you. This is the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket. Sit back, relax, and listen, or jump in and ask your question. You can even bring us your opinion. It's up to you. This is your show. You can ask questions about fuel mileage, tires, engine, EGR, aerodynamics, truck specking, maintenance, taxes, financial planning, getting started as an owner-operator, or anything else about the business of trucking. Here we go. Let's head on down the audio road.
Hi, this is Lisa. Remember to talk to Kevin. Press 1 so I can pick up the phone and screen your calls. You know you'd rather talk to me anyway. Or just sit back, relax, and listen to the show. And at any time you have a question, just hit 1 and I'll pick up the phone.
Hang up the other phone.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, just me and you on him now. Well, I was trying to see is show you how to screen the callers when they call in, but ain't nobody called in, so we can't even screen them. I don't know if everybody got confused with the call in, with the times or what. We had to reschedule the time. I'm going to hang up. I'll call back in. Okay, can anyone hear me? I cannot see any phone calls. Can anyone hear me? If you can post on Facebook and let me know if you hear me, that would be great. Okay, thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it. I don't know, for some reason, the program is not allowing me to see callers. Well, this is awkward, and I can't get a hold of Kevin. Good news and bad news, though. I was able to talk to Henry Seaton, the author of the book that I posted about the protecting motor carriers' interests and contracts, and he is actually agreed to come on the podcast and talk to us about contracts and everything more specifically. So I'm going to kind of hold off on the contract talk. Man, I'm trying to see if I can get this thing together where we can get interactive. Kind of awkward. I wasn't prepared to do a monologue show. Okay, guys, just give me just a second. Let me see if I can get Kevin one more time. I'm trying to send him a message. Okay, everybody, I'm trying to see if I can get a hold of Kevin. Someone sent a suggestion on Facebook, let people ask questions on Facebook. I think that might be the best way to handle this since we are kind of shooting in the dark right now. So if you have any questions or anything, send us a message on Facebook on the Audio Road site where everyone is chatting right now. I don't know exactly which. The Audio Road was Race and Lanes with it has my name in there, Rico Muhammad. So I think that the invite that Kevin sent out, we're chatting on that page right now. If someone has any questions or anything like that, I'm monitoring the comments on the link that we're on, and we'll try to address them as they come in. I guess what we could do is one thing that I could probably go over is the that came out yesterday. I posted on the Rate Per Mile Masters group the DAT information about the rates for the week. Maybe we can go over that while we're waiting on some questions to come in via Facebook. And let me just double check. Can someone tell me if they hear me yet or not? Good. You can hear me. Great. I'm still waiting on trying to get still waiting on Kevin, and we still don't have any callers showing up on the queue where I can actually see you guys to interact. Hopefully we can get that resolved and try to get a little bit more interactive with the telephone, but in the meanwhile, we'll just try to address any questions that come. I hadn't seen any questions come up yet. So I'm going to pull back up. Okay, we got a question coming in. I really apologize, guys. This one's a little awkward. All right, here we go. We got a question coming in. Can you explain for the person who knows nothing what we are looking for in regards to finding good lanes and staying in them? Sure. If you have a load board, no matter what load board that you have there, you need to get familiar with some of the features of your load board. I can talk about a little bit about Internet Truck Stop. I had Internet Truck Stop for a little while. The platform that I'm most familiar with is the DAT platform, which is what we use. There are different – the best suggestion that I can tell you, especially if you really want to start to develop rates and customers of your own, is to start to begin to work what they call a dumbbell. A dumbbell scenario is where if you are in Atlanta and you like running back and forth between Atlanta and Dallas, we'll just use that as a scenario. They have a feature on most of the load boards that can they call on DAT is called lane makers. And you can put in two different cities that you want to run back and forth in between, and it'll give you a report of the past 30 days, the past 15 days. I think they go back as far as the past 90 days. I think it's a three-month period that they'll go back. And they'll show you exactly how many loads were posted in that lane. So it'll kind of give you an indication of how much freight is in that lane. And then they'll also post brokers you want to work with in those particular lanes to kind of cut your learning curve down a little bit. So if you go to the people that already have the freight, then that'll give you a way to begin to secure that freight running in between that lane. And while you're doing that, that'll give you an opportunity to begin looking for customers in that area. Now, you can't back solicit freight that you get from a broker. So you want to make sure that the broker that you're using, you kind of give him sign off on your contract after your one-year period of you dealing with that broker, and then go back later on down the road after you've satisfied the requirements of whatever you signed on your contract. To survey that area, if you got Atlanta and you got Dallas, two huge metropolitan areas, you can start there. There are many, many shippers there. So you can start to get a lay of the land, and when you're in either one of those cities, it may give you an opportunity on your breaks, depending upon how you plan it out, to actually do an actual drop-in, schedule a drop-in with some shippers or some potential shippers or something like that, to be able to go in and start to develop relationships and things of that nature. That's one scenario that you could use. The other scenario that you could probably use, when you're dealing with on your load board as well, you can begin to also start to search. DAT has a feature where you can search for shippers. Some shippers do post on DAT. Not very many, but some shippers do post on there. But there's a feature on DAT that will allow you to go in and look specifically for shippers. So you can start to filter out using all the tools on your load board to filter out and start to begin to find direct freight. My suggestion is to begin to start to find direct freight, you can increase your load, your rate per mile by at least 50 cents by going direct, because what you're doing when you're dealing with a broker is you're getting rates at a wholesale price. You're giving the broker wholesale price. The broker is charging retail price. Let's see. Next question. Change lanes. I currently haul reefer freight, but would like to start hauling heavy haul. What is the best way to do that? Okay. The best way that I can think of, if you have the I don't know much about heavy hauling because I don't. That's not my criteria. I do know that it's very easy. It's much easier to get in contact with decision makers when it comes to heavy hauling flatbed. It's a little bit of a different animal, and it's also a lot easier as far as like I said, you can get directly to a decision maker a little bit quicker. It's easier to find direct shippers with heavy haul as well. There are posted some links, and I'll post them here. There is a website. I'm going to type it in right now. If you're interested in trying to find direct shippers, the excellent website that you can use is called ThomasNet. It's free. You can go in there and you can search shippers. You can search for shippers based on SIC codes. I think it's ThomasNet.com. It's one website that you can use. Also, another good website is Manta. Manta is a lot easier for me because it breaks things down a little bit better, and it seems to return a lot more leads. But on ThomasNet, there's a great feature on ThomasNet where you can go in, especially if you got specialized material for flatbedders and stuff like that, or for a step deck. If you got structural steel or whatever it would take to load on a low boy or RGN or that type of equipment, you can search for those specific things, and it'll return back shippers that ship those type of items. It kind of helps you filter everything out, and it has in there. You can go in there and click on the companies, and it gives you the ability to even start to qualify the leads that you get off of there, because it'll show you how much revenue the company is doing. So if they're doing some serious revenue, then you know that they more than likely are shipping, if not full step deck shipments, at least they may even have opportunities for LTL on the flatbed or the low boy side. But determining how much revenue the company got, you want to be somewhere in the ballpark of about $10 million. Anything above $10 million for yearly is a good way to kind of understand whether or not they're going to have significant shipments coming out of there. Let's see. Going to the next question. How can we get the best rates, and where do you get with direct customers? How can you get the best rates, and where do you get direct customers if you know? All right. The best rates, if you